fall from the sky.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Go with me to 1 John. We're looking at the Holy Spirit anointing tonight. Say the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
You see, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will help you to do and accomplish anything. It's powerful stuff. 1 John 2, verse 20 out of the Amplified. Says here, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. You, he's talking to born again. You have, now watch, you're not going to get, not might get someday, you have an anointing from the Holy One. Say, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
Now say it like you mean it.
I am anointed.
Now tell your neighbor, say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Put your hand on your heart and say, I have an anointing. See, we kind of find it strange to think anointed and holiness and stuff like that. You better get to this place in your life. Watch what he says. You have an anointing from the Holy One. You have been set apart. Especially gifted and prepared by the Holy Spirit. Especially gifted and prepared by the Holy Spirit. That's who you are. Come on. We could just stay on that scripture the rest of the service. You have been set apart. You know what set apart means? The actual word for set apart means sanctified. Sanctified means made holy or set apart. So when you got born again, you were sanctified by Jesus. He did it. Which set you apart from what? From the world. And you were set apart from the kingdoms of the world and you joined the kingdom of our King. You belong to a different place, a different kingdom. See, you might have an American passport, but that's not your country of birth.
Amen.
Your country of birth is the kingdom of God.
Yes, amen.
And listen, God knows everything about you. Now watch out. You have been sanctified, you have been made holy, you have been set apart, specially gifted and prepared by the Holy Spirit. You see, you don't see yourself as, I'm a specialist with the kingdom of God. I got something that the world needs. We don't see ourselves like that. We don't see ourselves like that. It's time you started to see who you are.
Amen.
And see yourself the way God says you are. Don't let people determine who you are. Don't let people tell you your kids have got this and that. Don't let people bring all this stuff into your life and accept it. You say, wait a minute. And you get your hand up. Don't accept what the world says you are. You accept who God says you are. You are specially anointed. You are prepared by the Holy One. Verse 27. As for you, the anointing, the special gift, the preparation which you received from Him remains permanently in you. Permanently. What God's put in you, listen, that's why it says in Romans 11, 29, He says, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. In other words, you know, what happens to a lot of people is they've got a gift for God. You see it in ministries and ministers where they're working for God and all of a sudden they mess up and then they back off and they don't do ministry anymore. Why? Everyone messes up. So boo-hoo, you messed up. Don't crucify him. Christ was crucified for him or her, right? Don't shoot your wounded. Love your wounded.
Amen.
Amen? And so now because they made a boo-boo, they get off and they think that's it for me. And God says a gift and calling of God without repentance. In other words, I don't regret ever giving you the gifting that you've got. Amen. Get up, dust off, apologize, and move forward.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
How many of you ever messed up before you were saved?
Amen.
Okay, everyone that doesn't put their hands up, you lied then and you're lying now. All right. So we all messed up, right? Is that correct? Before you were saved. How many of you messed up after you were saved? Come on. Everybody, right? Does that mean that you can't be a voice and a mouthpiece for God? Does that mean you shouldn't speak about God? You shouldn't say, I am sanctified, I'm anointed, I've got a special gift from God? A diamond is still a diamond, no matter where it is and what it's done. The expanded version says this, as for you, Christ gave you a special gift that is still in you. The anointing that you receive from him abides, remains in you. Wow. You see, as new creations in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, God dwells in us, God walks in us, and God lives in us. Don't believe me? 2 Corinthians 6:16. Look what it says. He says, yeah, what agreement has a temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. Say, I'm God's temple. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I am God's temple. Some of us find this very hard to fathom. We don't understand it all, but it's true. Now watch what he says, yeah? I'm a temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. That's born again. I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. Christ gave you a special gift that is still in you. And he says, yeah, you're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in you, walk in you, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my people.
Amen.
Wow. Now, the disciples carried the same anointing that was on Jesus. Do you know that? They were going around healing, raising the dead, casting out devils, doing all the things that Jesus did. Because Jesus said, the work I do, you will do as well. And even greater works in this.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm going to be with my Father and I'm sending you the helper, the comforter, the one who's going to do the work through you.
Amen.
Because it was the Holy Spirit that did all the work in Jesus. It wasn't Jesus.
Come on.
Amen. Come on. Jesus gave up his godly privileges when he left heaven. He came as a man. The only thing that was in him from heaven was the blood.
That's right.
That's why the virgin birth. So he didn't get contaminated blood, or else he would have been like Adam. Like you and me. So he came with the blood of God, but as a man with no special power. And when Jesus did all those miracles, if the Holy Spirit didn't do them in him, he wouldn't have done one.
Right.
Acts 10:38, how God the Father anointed Jesus, the man of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who then went about doing good and healing and multiplying and walking and raising the dead. Why? For God was with him.
Amen.
Was God with him?
Amen.
Actually, Laura, get Acts 10:38. Any version, just put Acts 10:38 up for me quickly. Acts 10:38. Just get it up. King James is fine. New King James is fine. I want you to see this with your own eyes. You need to see it. Let me tell you something. God said to the disciples, yeah, the Holy Spirit's been coming on you up until now, but after my death, burial, and resurrection, he's not going to come on you. He's going to come and live in you.
Amen.
There's a difference. He would come on you at this point, but now after I'm gone, he's going to come in you.
Amen.
He's going to abide in you. He's going to live in you. So the Holy Ghost lives in me.
Holy Ghost lives in me.
Put your hand on your heart. Say,
greater is he
that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so did you find one, Laura? Okay, she got it. Hold on. Here we go. So Jesus tells him, something's going to happen to you after my death and resurrection. He's no longer going to come on top of you, come on you. He's going to move in you. Major change. Major, major change. All the prophets of old would love to have seen that. David would love to have had that. Samson would love to have had that. The Holy Spirit would come upon them for that service, for that moment, and then he would leave after it was done. He ain't leaving you and me. Amen. That's the difference. So you've got that, amen? The NIV, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. He anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. He could do what he did because God, the Holy Spirit, was in him. Amen. So he did all the good works because of the Holy Spirit that was in him. Now watch here. We just read here that you, he says he's going to come and live in you. He's not going to leave you. Huh. 1 Corinthians 3:16. He says here, in 1 Corinthians 3:16, Amplified. Do you not know and understand that you, the church he's talking to right now, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you, collectively as a church, and also individually. So as a body of Christ, we have the corporate anointing, the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, the fivefold ministry come together, and all the people come together, and all your giftings put together equal a greater anointing in the church. But individually, you're each and every one of you anointed. Each and every one of you individually are anointed. Watch out. Do you not know and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you collectively as a church and also individually? So if God's dwelling in you and he's never going to leave you, then surely I've got the power of the Holy Ghost to do what Jesus did in Acts 10:38. Because Jesus could do what he did because of the Holy Spirit in him. You can do what Jesus did because of the Holy Spirit living in you. But we don't trust that 100%. We're still scared to lay hands on people and prophesy the word God gives us. And we're scared to take chances. We're scared of change. It's comfortable just to come to church and sit here and listen. It's not so comfortable to walk in Walmart and say, hey, you need a word from God and I've got it for you. Come on. Amen. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit carries everything that Jesus has done for us. Everything Jesus accomplished on the cross, the death, the resurrection, all of that that he accomplished when he said it's finished, the Holy Spirit carries everything that Jesus did for us, and we got the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. So healing, did God get healing on the cross or not? Yes. By the stripes on my back, you were healed. Isaiah 53, 1 Peter 2:24. By the stripes on his back. The stripes on Jesus' back is the whipping he took on his back. I grew up Catholic and I remember clearly 39 lashes. How many of you remember Catholic days? 39 whippings on his back. You remember that? By the stripes on his back, talking to that, by the whipping on his back, by the stripes on his back, he healed you. Healed. Not spiritually healed. Spiritually, you were made brand new. You're made brand new. Because if he just healed your if he just healed your sinful spirit, then he would have had a healed sinner. Come on. And he's got plenty of them. So he didn't want any healed sinners. He had to get you brand new. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational